Whenever I hear this music, I feel like we're at the beginning of a Disney ride.
Right.
Like we're in Disneyland. They're like, and enjoy your ride.
That's right.
It's a download.
Keep hands and feet inside at all times.
Hands and feet inside at all times. Because it's time for Swap Meets. That's right. It's Thursday night, 10 o'clock. Every week we do the Swap Meet. Because, you know, we all own something that connects us to this great city. Whether it's memorabilia or a souvenir, we go out of our way to keep it from the trash bin. When we move, we take good care to preserve it. It's not junk. It's Chicago history. So what do you have? Tonight, it's time for Swap Meet. It's like Chicago Antique Roadshow. You call in and impress us with what you have, and we'll tell you if it's worth anything. 312-981-7200. You can call or text. That's 312-981-7200. It's really just a chance to brag about the things you've collected. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? That's why you collect them. You know?
Yeah.
I've got a Nintendo that... Essentially, everybody loves the Nintendo of where you could play all the cool games like the Zeldas and the Marios
right.
and stuff. I've got a Nintendo from like 1996, 97. I forgot which one it is. Yeah, Live 98. I got a basketball game.
Yeah, that would be probably not 64, but NES or the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, right.
It's
right.
probably Super Nintendo.
Nobody loves this. No love for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, the first one, the model NES 001, the first one is the one that gets all the love.
See?
Just sold them for $207 or
something. There it is. That's my guest, Greg Flam. He goes by the name DuPage Picker on Twitter. How you doing, Greg?
I'm awesome. It's great to be back.
Yeah, great to have you.
Got some good stuff this
week. All right. So what I love about you is you could be topical with your junk as you have collected and amassed some things that are actually currently in the news, namely Pokemon.
Yeah, I try to be timely with that stuff. It's not Chicago, but it's definitely in the news every 5 minutes.
Of course.
So I brought in some of the older stuff. obviously, the cards are kind of like baseball cards. If it's still sealed in the box, you got the complete set. Those are like thousands of dollars, just like baseball cards might be. But then there's the toys from the 90s and 2000 era. So I brought in some of that. I have a coin animated bank. I've got some of the other like Pokédex and stuff like that. And, I still have some cards, but I'm not, I don't research that. And a lot of them are just like $1 to $3 if they're separate, And then I also have Chicago Blackhawks for the convention this week. And I brought in some of the Championship Sun-Times and Tribune and the One Goal, the tickets and what do they call those? The towels.
Right. This would be from 2010 and from
right.
20,
yeah, I mean, it's not 13, 15. Super rare, but it's it's just kind of commemorative.
No,
the weekend.
It's good. We talked about that last week about the idea of newspapers, and that seems to be something that's collectibles.
Right.
Everyone seems to have a framed copy of the one with Bears Bring It Home from the Tribune,
right.
85 Bears, that kind of thing.
And a lot of times those. They're not worth a ton. Maybe you get them signed later on or, you just kind of keep them because that's, like you said, it's something you experienced and, you want to keep it. It's not about the money all the time.
Right, right. Didn't you say you have some of the ticker tape parade?
I have, Well, we were talking about last week. I have the ticker tape from the Sox parade on LaSalle, I think it was. I was like first in line there. At first, we didn't even know like we were in the right area, and it was like 7:30 in the morning. We had to ask people like, "Is this where they're going to set up?" And we're like, "Yeah." So we just stood there. We were like the first ones there. Then the press came, and obviously we got pushed back. But anyway, just in the moment, I took myself out and said, "Man, I got to grab a handful of this stuff and just save it. No one will believe me probably that it's from there, but I know it's there." And
Greg, you just went to Party City. We know,
right? I just shredded some crepe paper. That basically that's what it was. But they were throwing everything off the roof, the newspaper, crepe paper. It was just a lot of stuff.
All right. So let's hear from you guys. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What would you like to share tonight? I love Swap Meet. That's perfect. That's Rob Martier's name for it. I also like Show and Tell. It's kind of like this is adult Show and Tell. That came out wrong. That's not how it's just Show and Tell. 312-981-7200. What do you have? We want to know about it. Obviously the Pokemon. You have a machine here. This I like this guy.
Yeah, it's an animated bank. I don't know if you want me to turn it on.
Yeah,
or
turn
not,
it on. Turn it on.
Pull this mic closer.
I got it. Yeah. There we go.
So, they come out, Pikachu and the other character, I forget the name, but they come out and they battle. And you can press a demo button or you can put a coin in. And then whoever loses, goes back into the Pokeball first. And, and they're kind of cool. I mean, I don't have the box for it, so it's probably about a $60 or $70 item. And obviously it's intermittent, so it didn't do the full battle or go back in. But Pikachu won, for the record.
Pikachu won that one?
Yeah, for the record. But anyway, yeah, it works with coins, or you can do the demo. But they're like, you know, 50 to 70 without the box. With the box, I've seen them as high as 170. So, and then I have like a Pokedex and a Pokeball. You know, it's just a game. And
so
usually the brand Tiger did all this. And actually Tiger did all three of these that I have here tonight.
And I would assume most of this stuff, especially when it comes down to Pokemon and stuff that you'll find at estate sales because it was a kid's toy or it was something that was just kind of discarded.
Right, and obviously Pokemon blew up just in the last, whatever, 8 days. So some of that stuff was kind of waning down in price, like where you can get it for a dollar or whatever. And that's kind of when I pick up this stuff because, you know, what Pokemon I felt would come back more than like Beanie Babies would. So I kind of just, you know, been collecting the cards, collecting. And there's a guy doing Pokemon Go right here. Anyway, so
I picked that stuff up. Right. All right, let's go to John. John, you're on the line. What do you got to share tonight on Swap Meet?
Yeah, back in the day, Burger King had like a Pokeball with a gold, looked like a Poke card on the inside of the ball. And yeah, I picked up a couple of those. I think one's like a Jigglypuff and Charizard or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it's that stuff. Obviously, if you have it still sealed in the bag, it holds a little bit more value. But you're talking about a $3 to $5 item for the most part.
Okay.
I mean, hopefully it will go up.
The best part about that, John, is that you get that money and go right back to Burger King and reinvest.
There you go.
Yeah, them Whoppers are cheap nowadays.
Right, right. You wait for the augmented reality Burger King app.
All right, thanks, John. Thanks for that. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break here. Greg Flam, it's Swap Meet. Text us your memorabilia, your junk. We'll tell you if it's worth anything. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. It is Swap Meet here on Thursday night on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest in studio, Greg Flam. He's on Twitter at DuPage Picker. He buys and sells Chicago memorabilia and other stuff on eBay and different places. Goes to estate sales.
Yep.
Greg, what'd you pick up this week? Anything good?
Yeah, I found a brand new XM radio in the package, you know, $7. Hopefully it'll go for about 50 maybe. And then some signed posters, you know, some horror posters are always a big seller. And
horror posters?
Horror, yeah, anything, you know, horror type movie. I found, House of a Thousand Cores, and it was a Rob Zombie movie, and that was signed.
Hmm.
And then also Jeepers Creepers 2, which I never saw, but that was signed too.
Don't feel bad.
Yeah,
nobody
so
did.
Yeah, so those, you know, for I got them a quarter piece, so I mean they'll probably do 40 each maybe.
Wow, so, there you go.
Or can't beat that for a quarter.
You know what I love more than anything is your optimism. You come right in, you're
right.
Like, I'm gonna make 40. There's my rent.
That's right.
There you go. 312-981-7200, the phone number. Let's get to some more people here. Jeff, welcome to Swap Meet. What do you got?
Well, I've got a bunch of architectural salvage that came out of John Shedd's mansion when it was torn down in 1976. I think it was 40. It was on Drexel, around 43rd.
Yeah,
it was right down the street from the fort where, you know, the Blackstone Rangers had their headquarters.
Okay.
But my dad was in the architectural salvage business in the 70s, and they scored the Shedd mansion, and it was a copy of a French chateau, all limestone.
Oh, wow.
It had a wrought iron fence all the way around it, and the top of each peak was a sheet metal rose, like it was opening up on the top.
Right, yeah,
and
that's...
The house, yeah.
No, that's awesome. I mean, and those are the things that there aren't, you know, more than a few of those, or if any, you know, around, so those are some really rare items.
How do you, I mean, I got a question, Jeff. How do you verify, and this is for you too, Greg, how do you verify that that's from John Shedd?
Well,
mansion?
I'm not trying to sell them.
No, right.
But I took them, I removed them myself personally from his mansion.
Right.
On 43rd and Drexel around there. So some of it, I have pieces hanging in my house in the basement because every room had the door trim or all the trim in each different room was a different hardwood and was all scooped out. It had a different theme like salamanders or different.
Right. And when it comes
stuff.
When it comes to something that specialized, it doesn't even matter that it's from Shedd. I mean, it's just they don't make that stuff anymore. So
no.
If you, you know, people who, you know, repurpose or redecorate, they are looking for that stuff because you just can't find it. You know,
I love it.
It was all he imported all his artisans from Europe. So it was either done there or it was carved there. But it was all European immigrants. He, you know, brought in to do it all.
Right, I like
that's
that
awesome.
One.
Jeff, I hope you keep it. So take good care.
Yeah, Jeff, that's good, man. Thank you for calling in. That's great.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Good stuff.
Thanks.
All right. So that's good. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That's right. That's one of the better ones.
He's got a piece of John Shedd's mansion.
Right.
That's the guy who did the Shedd Aquarium.
Right. And it doesn't even matter that it's, you know, it's Shedd. It's just so unique and, you know, the...
Well, it matters, you know, to me.
Right.
To me. It matters. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it is.
Like, think about that. There's not... I mean, there's a good, you know, 10 or 15 people that seem to have had an impact like that get museums named after.
Right.
It's like, you know, having a nameplate from George Lucas's office.
Yeah, you're right. And it's that point in time. They just don't make things like they used to, you know.
Let's go to Ed. Ed, you're on Swap Me. What do you got, Ed?
Yeah, you know, I'm 80 years old now, and I have something that plays those 78 records, you
sure.
know, speed records. When I was a kid, around 5 years old, I used to wind it up, and my parents and my other older brothers used to dance with it.
Sure.
But it's about 4 feet long and about, 2 feet wide and about three feet high.
Right.
And it says RCA Victor on it.
Right. Yeah. And it's most probably it's only got grooves on one side. If you flip over the record, it's probably flat on one side and grooves on the other. And that was furniture back then. I mean, you definitely weren't walking around with that. So, and that's come back, and people, you know, that's in demand. If it's even if it's not working, they'll get it working, or they'll just like the decor part of it.
It plays. It uses needles and
sure. Yeah, it's definitely a big piece of furniture.
Hey, Ed, can I ask you a question? When you would wind it up, I mean, if you can recall back when you were dancing with your friends and your family when you were younger, when you wind it up, how long did it play for?
For the entire record.
Oh, really?
It would.
Yeah, because the record was on top there, and it would play until the record stopped. It was, you know, these old records.
Sure.
Was somebody from the family in charge of winding it up? Like, was that punishment? It was their job to wind it up?
No, that was me. We just did it.
You probably fought over who could wind it up. Probably back then, that was entertainment.
This wind up thing on the side of it. Can be taken off pretty easily by winding it backwards, you know. But
okay, yeah.
Yeah, I just wonder, the thing has to be worth some money.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's be over $1,000 easily.
There you go.
You know, depending on condition. What I have noticed, though, just to butt in with this, is I'm learning about the older 78s, the titles, and the funnier or odder the title, the more money the actual record is worth, is what I'm finding.
Oh, really?
Like, if you read the title and you laugh, it's a good one. If you read it, it's like, oh, yeah. It's like,
it's got to be an Alan Sherman record. It really does.
But even back then, it was usually like a waltz. It was kind of whatever, the rootsy tootsy waltz. Then it's like, okay,
well,
that's
Ed,
worth more than some.
What I would say to you, Ed, we talked about this last week, is a lot of that stuff becomes furniture. You put that out in a yard sale. I mean, the hard part about it is you end up, you know, having to put some muscle into it to try and, you know, sell this thing.
Right.
But if you wanted to sell it at what Greg's talking about, there's a lot of antique shoppers, people who would take that, fix it up, put it into one of these shops in Andersonville and be like, it's worth $4,500.
Right, and they'll do consignment, so they'll take whatever, 40% or whatever.
I'm the doofus that walks in and goes, that seems like it's pretty good.
Right.
It will look good. Look real good in my condo.
Right.
That's what happens. 312. That's how I sound when I go antique shopping.
Okay, that's your antique shopping.
Yeah, that's my antique shopping voice. 312-981-7200. All right, we got some good stuff on text, too. 847 has, I have two Schlitz beer building signs. These were attached to taverns, usually above the doorway or on the corner of the building. Each sign's 3 feet wide by 6 feet tall.
Wow.
They both have the metal frame that they were attached to. When attached to the building, they would light up and they could still be lit up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And they sent a picture of one.
Wow. No,
yeah,
those,
looks cool.
Yeah, those are, you know, you won't have any problem selling those. Anything, you know, beer-related advertising like that, any of the Budweiser stuff. Or,
really?
And I noticed some beers, like now it's kind of like Pabst Blue Ribbon people are kind of becoming snobby. Now they're going to Hams. It's kind of weird how the trends go. It's like, okay, too many people drinking the PBR, so now we're going to Hams.
So
now
Hams
is kind of the
I would
hotter,
think Schlitz you know. Would be a good one because these are Schlitz.
Yeah, I've seen.
The one he sent is Schlitz, and that's a, you know, that's a Chicago, Milwaukee. It actually says Schlitz, the beer that Milwaukee made famous or made Milwaukee famous.
Yeah, those but signs Schlitz have no problem selling, no matter, it could be Falstaff, Schlitz, anything like that large, 3 by 3 foot by 3 foot. That's huge. I mean, people would want that easily.
Ah, so interesting because, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you put, like, I mean, I don't know if I would sell it, because that's the kind of stuff I'd figure out how to light up, and I'd put like in a garage or
in a garage. Yeah, people who have those barn garage type things, that would be something cool to hang up. And
my dad used to have, when we were growing up in the garage, he had put the cans of beer that eventually he had drank.
I had a huge beer can collection.
Should be a thing. You don't see that as much anymore with the youngsters, but it was a whole thing of beer, and it was fun because when you would finally get a hold of one, you'd realize that they were so much differently constructed. Like, even the beer cans of the 80s were different than these.
Oh, yeah,
the 60s,
it was heavier. The metal content was more. And, you know, growing up, I loved, like, the Schmidt beer. They had the different sceneries, you know, duck hunting or ice fishing and all that. I liked collecting those. And then, obviously, you know, you try to get really old school and get the cone top ones or to find a can that, you know, somehow was sealed without the beer and it was still sealed. You know, that was the cool thing.
I mean, for a sign like that, for a Schlitz sign that we're talking about, I mean, what would be the value? I don't even know what those are, like, market value, because there's no market value to them.
Right, because they're hard to find.
You're not going to Target and being like, oh, I need to pick up some juice and I'll get the Schlitz sign.
Right, I would put that easily, I'd say 800 to 1200 easily.
Really?
Maybe more, you know, and like you said, it still work. You had the brackets for it. That's the other thing. A lot of people have the sign, but they don't have the bracket that attached to the building. So he's got something good there. He should definitely, you know, hopefully he'll keep it. Yeah. And if not, he's got something good to sell.
He could sell them. What I would do is I'd go over to Logan Square and I'd stand in the corner and I'd have him on the street level and be like, who wants one of these?
Right.
And then be like, I do.
Yep. He'll have no problem selling that one when he's ready.
That's what I would do.
That's a Craigslist thing.
How much do the...
no shipping.
You know what the other... You could set up right next to the van that sells the rugs. You know, the rugs with Tupac's face on it.
Right.
One of my faves. How much do those go for? They're usually about $50. Yeah. They stay around $50?
Yeah.
Darn it.
Or that, or the woodworking guy who does, you know, log cabins or whatever.
Greg Flam's in studio with me at DuPagePicker on Twitter. All right, we're going to take a quick break, get an update on tonight's news. We'll come back. And we'll continue with Swap Meet. I'm having fun tonight. There's a lot of great texts, and we want to get to your phone calls, too. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Swap Meet, Thursday nights. Greg Flam's in studio. He's at DuPagePicker. We're evaluating your Chicago junk. My favorite segment of the week.
Yep.
312-981-7200. Let's get right back to the phones. Thanks for patiently waiting. Tim, what do you got? What do you want to evaluate tonight?
Hi. I'm calling out from St. Charles.
Oh, okay. I'm back here. Yeah, right on. I love St. Charles.
Yeah, nice antique shops out there.
Oh, beautiful out here. Yeah, got everything.
Yep.
I have a program from April 12th. Of 1989 White Sox program.
All right.
Okay.
What's specific about, is that like opening day, April 12th?
Yeah, it'd have to be something, was it signed or,
something,
you know,
like
a certain game?
It's not signed, but they were playing the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, if it's just a regular program, you're probably looking anywhere from $8 to $15 for something like that, depending on condition. The big thing is look in the center. If the scorecard's still there, is it filled out or not? That, you know, that's a big deal breaker there sometimes.
Do you have it in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Who was the starting lineup for the White Sox?
89.
I don't have my glasses on, but
put it on the spot. Baines. All right, Baines. Good.
Yep.
Boston.
Yeah, Darryl Boston.
Calder.
Carlton Fisk.
Yeah, nice.
Ozzy had to be on that team.
Yeah, right.
I forgot that he was a player.
Is Karkovic on that team?
Karkovic?
Yeah, there
he
is.
Ron.
Karkovic.
Yeah.
There's some serious mustaches on this team.
blonde, too.
Lions,
yeah. Steve Lyons.
Steve Lyons, yeah. Infamous.
Is this the game where he took his pants off?
Right, that's what I was going to say. Slid into first.
Schaefer, Walker, Williams.
Who's pitching? Oh, Kenny Williams on the team.
Oh.
Pitcher...
It's not worth anything unless it's Lamar Hoyt.
Right.
But I don't know if he'd be there in 89.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's good.
I said, it's cool, you know.
I like it. Thanks, Tim. That was fun. Memory lane. Just for the Karkovic reference.
Right.
Alone. Let's go to Dan. Dan, what do you got, Dan?
Hello.
Hello, hey, how Dan. Are you?
Hey, how's it going, Justin? Love your show.
Hey, thanks,
yeah,
man.
I was just telling your producer that I stumbled across an old pop can. I don't collect pop cans, but mm-hmm. this one caught my eye. It's the old metal-type pop can with the pull-off tab.
Yeah, right on.
It's a Dr. Pepper can, the label on it, upside down, and it's never been opened.
Wow, so that's be considered like a misprint, and if it's never been opened, that helps. You know, but that's kind of a small audience looking for like the misprint stuff. It's kind of like some of the stamp stuff too that were like misprinted, like off center, you know, type of stuff. So that's the type of, if you were to sell it, that's who you're looking for.
I'm kind of intrigued. I would put a bid on it just so we could do like a huge stunt on opening it.
There you go. Yeah.
See what's in there.
Yep.
Yeah. It cracked me up because I thought, well, it's never been opened and I couldn't figure out, you know, why somebody would have got rid of it. And I don't remember if I got it at a garage sale or I got it.
Right.
And it's funny, I know you're a big Sox fan, and I was listening to your last caller. I have the original ticket stub and the certificate of authenticity from the final game at Comiskey Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, great. See, now,
With the program that's pristine.
See, that's good. That's
right. Yeah, that's a game that was special, so that might have a little bit more value than just a regular game.
I can almost one-up you on that. Okay, I got a good one for you. Ready? So when I was at that final weekend, right, of Comiskey Park, or right close to the end, and it might have been like the week before I was young, but it was with my friend's family, and he was a car dealer. So we got tickets that were pretty close up, like right on the dugout. And Ozzie Guillen came up, and Ozzie Guillen bunted, and he bunted foul, and he popped it up, right? And it was probably the seventh or eighth inning. And so the ball hit my friend's dad in the chest because he was double-fisting beers because, you know, seventh inning, they cut you off.
Yep.
So the ball dropped out, and I got it.
Nice.
And so I got Ozzie Guillen's foul ball from the last weekend at Comiskey Park. But the best part was that the dad was really mad. Like, he was really mad that I got it, some kid from the neighborhood, because he was double fisting the beers.
Right.
But
usually
that's what you get, right?
Caught in the cup or something.
That's what you get.
You got to have your priorities, right?
That's right. That's right. You know what?
And you know what's funny? I was there. Steve Dow and Gary Meyer were there. Mm-hmm. And I had better seats than these guys. And I think my buddy won tickets on another radio show back in that day, and I think it's the first time they let Steve Dow back on that field since they've just been.
Oh, that's probably true. Yeah,
probably true.
And this is the week of the anniversary.
Yeah,
of
that's the anniversary, right? All right, Dan.
Thanks for your help, man.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your
good luck
item.
With that. I'm serious about that too. Let's do a big stunt. We open up that and see how much of that liquid is gone.
Right.
It's just like that fructose. Yeah. What fructose looks like, or
I have
whatever the
sugar
would be. Bearish
clock with two full cans of Miller Lite on each side.
Gross.
And it's so heavy that I know those cans are still full. You know, it's like, why?
I had I did a story about a microbrew to see how smart I am. It's before Greg Hall taught me this.
Okay.
Microbrew was craft beer back in the day. In 96... there was a local microbrew that was doing Democratic National Convention beer.
Okay.
Right? So it was like, you know, it's for the convention coming to town. And so I did a story on it, and I got one of the beers, and I held on to it on my desk for years. It sat there for 20 years.
Wow.
And when I was packing up to come over here, I grabbed it. I'm like, this is great. I should open it. And you could see through the bottle, like, it had just like clumped up in some weird, like, just something fierce, man.
Right.
It was just like, if I open this, we're going to have to clear the room.
Right.
So, yeah. So
I collect that stuff too. I have like the Billy Bear, and, you know, they'll put out like beer for like Indy 500. If I see those, I grab them because they're just so cool to, you know, and they'll be full, like you said.
Right.
And
right.
You're like, okay, what day am I going to open this on? What special occasion?
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Greg Flams in studio with me, and we are doing swap meet tonight. I got a ton of texts to get through. Okay, let me see. I think I went too far. It's a bunch of people that are arguing about Obama's town forum.
Hmm.
Let's go back. Here we go. All right, let's go to 219 that says the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper Pitcher album sealed, never opened.
Wow. Yeah, any Beatles album for that matter, sealed, is going to be, you know, huge. I'm not familiar offhand with the Picture album. I don't know what he's referring with that.
It's just an album with the picture on it of Sgt. Pepper?
Yeah,
I mean, but the problem I have with that, and you know better than I, Don't they press those like crazy?
Yeah, I mean, by that time, obviously, they were pressing a ton of the copies of the Beatles. But like, you know, like the Yesterday and Today with the Butcher album, I mean, I know the difference with that. But when he's talking just a picture album, I can't say offhand what the difference of that versus just a regular Sgt. Pepper sealed.
All right. 847 says, a final edition of the Chicago Daily News. And this is VGC. I don't know what that means.
VGC.
Yeah, final edition of the Chicago Daily News.
VGC, I have no idea.
But it doesn't. I mean, the idea of Chicago Daily News. That's cool.
That's, you know.
But that's like, we're talking about the like really cool kind of, you know, newspaper stuff.
Right.
That is a cool one. I like that one. That's better than the one I have. Yeah. I have the Clinton impeached somewhere in a shoebox that I ruined, I'm sure. But
yeah, I collected, obviously, all the Sox stuff for every, you know, when they did Division and then World Series, collected all those. And obviously Blackhawks now.
Yeah, right. All right, 312-981-7200. Get your texts and phone calls in this break. We'll take them, and we'll wrap up with Greg Flamm here on Swap Meet. Stay with us. It's a download. Swap Meet. That's right. Greg Flamm's in studio. DuPage Picker on Twitter. Got a lot of great stuff to get through, so let's try to see if we can motor through everybody. 773, a Viewmaster from the 50s. It has discs with pictures similar to negatives that you put into a slot, and you look through the binocular-like eyepiece and view a slideshow.
Right, yeah. Any of the Viewmaster stuff,
really?
You know, pre-70s, you know, is kind of what you want to have. But what he's probably talking about are the slides were actually just like rectangular with just the two stereo, images. And I don't, some of those are about $5 a piece just for the actual image. The Viewmasters themselves, you probably want to get, they have like the sets where it's a box and, and then it's like the content, like the Batman and Godzilla stuff. It tends to get a little bit more money. Disney, too, gets quite a bit of money as far as the slides, go. But yeah, there's value in that for sure.
331 says, I have four commemorative pictures from the 1985 Bears Super Bowl. It was a WGN Sears promotion. Special moments from four big games. Have to see to appreciate. This sounds like the thing I had I was telling you about. It's almost like a watercolor painting. It was four or five of them where it was images from the games. So it'd be like Walter Payton reaching out, for the end zone. And there'd be like one where Dick is on the shoulders.
What's that artist? Is it Neumann or?
I don't know.
But yeah, Burger King did Olympics like that. I know what you're talking about. Kind of the water brush.
I just feel like that was something that I ruined him.
Yeah.
At some certain point, I think I'll eat this hamburger and I'll smear the grease on it.
That's a segment for the worst, where you find a poster and it's got the pinholes in it or they're crinkled. It's like, why can't you fold or roll it up? Just put it in the closet.
Well, I had a friend of the fam who was a security guard when I was living in Wonder Lake. He was a security guard down here at one of the buildings, and it was either the building where Jordan lived, or that he went into.
Okay.
And so one day he got, he got an autograph, but it was a picture of Jordan and his, so I never bought the story.
Yeah, that's...
Anyway, brought it back. I had it. It took about maybe 2 weeks for me to ruin it.
Yeah.
Like just as a kid, I'm like, I'll just fold it up and put it underneath my bed. That's... And then like next thing you know, I'm like, oh, this is still here like 6 months later.
Yeah. Like last week, people putting the valuable baseball card in the spokes,
right.
And make the notice.
Right. All right. Keep going here. Let's go. 214, I have a set of bookends from the old Edgewater Beach Hotel, hammered copper and bronze with the hotel logo, a ship at full sail, hallmarked. So nifty, I display face out so the logo shows.
Yeah, that's definitely unique.
Obviously,
I can't imagine them making too many of those. So yeah,
that's what it's about when you talk about uniqueness is how many they made.
Yeah, with landmark type buildings and stuff, that's what you want.
Okay. 773, a small child's wooden sled with a back and sides. It's on runners, but also has drop-down wooden wheels. I use it as a Christmas decoration in front of my fireplace and fill it with small wrapped presents. Pumpkin.
That's Martha Stewart.
That's so good. I like that. I'm with you. 773. I want to come over to your house for Christmas.
Right.
That's nice.
We'll just follow the smells.
It's hard to say if that's worth anything, right?
Yeah, it's kind of the repurposed thing. But yeah, you see those in antique shops as well, and people are into that.
Yeah, I guess that goes into the antique shop, yeah. Let's go to Nancy. Nancy, what do you got for a swap meet?
I have a Coca-Cola bottle that on it, it says 1 pint. There's no ounces listed. This is from way back. It has a clothespin in the bottle.
A clothespin in the bottle.
And it has never been opened. And it was bottled in Westminster, Maryland.
Wow. Yeah, that's something I would check into. I couldn't tell you offhand what it might be worth, but it's unique in that. You said there was Coke still in the bottle or a clothespin?
A clothespin, yeah.
I couldn't hear.
There's both. There's a clothespin, and we never opened the bottle.
Okay.
Why is there a clothespin in the bottle?
I can't.
Well, maybe somebody was playing clothespin in the bottle, when you're...
I don't know, but yeah, definitely check that out, because Coke stuff is collectible, of course.
It's the old-fashioned clothespin, too, not the one with the wire in there that you pinch.
Well, it sounds like someone was disgruntled on the assembly line, maybe, for a clothespin or something.
I'll get these consumers.
Thank you, though,
for calling. Coca-Cola consumers.
Even back in the day, they were like...
All right, keep going here. Let's go to... I don't know what this is. 847. This is from Ed and Joliet. I love Ed. I have metal Playboy card and metal key. What is that?
Metal Playboy card.
I don't know what that is. I feel like I read that and everyone's snickering because
I've heard of the keys before. I can't recall what they look like, but I have heard of those. The metal play. I don't know. I have quite a bit of Playboy stuff. The glasses, ashtrays, the swizzle sticks. People collect those.
Yeah, that's what I said last week. Usually we hit a garage sale or a yard sale. Beeline right for the Playboys.
Right. And then there's the magazines, of course.
There used to be all those antique shops, and they're still there. But if you go on Belmont, over, just between Damon and Western area, like in sort of West Roscoe Village area, like I remember in the early 90s, that's where you would go, and there'd just be all these antique shops. And there's still some remnants of it. And then you'd go in there, and they'd always have in the back, like, 1970s Playboys.
Right. No,
okay.
I don't know if we mentioned this before, but people like to collect the month and year that they were born. Just to have that one, and then there's obviously people who want the whole set.
Right. I'm looking for, any 1970s star, someone, not a Lonnie Anderson, but not Lonnie Anderson.
That's funny you mention. I'll have to bring in, a stack of that 1970s, even back to 1950s gossip magazines, because those are worth quite a bit. Okay. Yeah.
VGC is very good condition.
Okay.
By the way. 630, Cub Power record album, Wrigley Field, 1969. Wow. Cub Power. That sounds.
Yeah, I mean, obviously vinyl.
Ominous.
That's a good cross section. You got the Cubs, you got vinyl.
Is that that's like a novelty parody song of the day?
Right. Wishful thinking. Or... Sorry. But very good condition on that newspaper. I don't know why they would put that. Like he said that was printed on the newspaper. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah. 630, I have the only recording of the very first plane crash at O'Hare Airport. No one knows this exists. But my father was one of the first people on the scene, and he took film with old projector.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
That's awesome.
You should definitely contact, Historical Society or some place.
Yeah, you should be trying to sell that. You should be helping society.
Well, right. I mean, they'll either buy it or at least want a copy, and then you can sell it after that,
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have the first color CTA map never unfolded. This is Shannon.
Okay. Huh?
I've got this is good. Come on, man. 620's got an autographed Vern Troyer picture.
Oh, nice. get him on the phone. I'll swap my Pokemon Stadium Bank for it.
It was from his Austin Power days, as if there were any other days.
Of course, right. Which other days?
Oh, not his hovering around peeing in the corner reality TV days. Got
all
it.
All right.
I have a 331's got a Zappa Does Zappa, Frank on the front, signed by Dweezil Zappa. I was at a concert at Chicago Theater, and he signed it. And then 708 says the Playboy Club member card was metal. That's what that is.
Yeah, that makes sense now, yeah.
So is that worth anything?
Yeah, I would think it is because I don't see many of those, if at all. So that's probably the good item.
I love it. Well, another successful night of swap meet here on The Download. Thanks for everyone for calling in and sharing your junk and memorabilia.
Yep.
Greg Flam, always a pleasure. You got any estate sales you're going to or a part of this week?
Yeah, I'll be out and around. I'm hoping to sell next Wednesday at Darien at the Farmers Flea Market on 75th and Fairview in Darien.
All right, there you go. And we'll see. And we won't see you for 2 weeks because with the Democratic and Republican conventions, Thursday night is when there's going to be the big speeches, so we'll bring in the Trump and Clinton speeches. So we'll catch back up, and we'll have a full month of swap meets in August.
It'll be awesome. Thanks, Justin.
All right, thanks, Greg.
Have a good night.